My dear devotees, I would like to look at with you together on the land map. The land map of our retreat. We have now completed 3 full days. Am I correct? 3 full days of a marathon in hearing. I don't want to say it like this, a marathon, that sounds so much like an effort. We have really absorbed ourselves in listening to Krishna Katha mostly all day, starting from the early morning and reaching up to now with Jagatarini Mataji's excellent dramatic readings, which help the pastimes to appear before our inner eyes. I believe I see from my discussions with many of you, this has been a very wonderful cleansing process. While this is going on, there is also a parallel and maybe much more important reality going on, much more important than what we perceive as we go day by day through our retreat. And that is that Giriraj, Krishna, Radharani watch us, they see us, they notice us, they observe the subtle movements in our hearts which bring us to insights and realizations. And I believe on a retreat like this, this factor that we are observed, that we are seen, is most probably more important than our own perceptions, the things which we see, the things which we observe going on. Because there is one important thing. When Krishna is pleased, when Giriraj is pleased, when Srimati Radharani is pleased, when the dust of Vrindavan is pleased, powerful blessings can be given that are so much more effective than millions of lifetimes practicing in vain. It is so much more important to, let us say, collect powerful blessings. And we know from the Bhagavatam that those who make an effort to just hear about Krishna, Krishna becomes so satisfied with them that he who is the indwelling witness in the heart makes purifies the contaminations. He takes the active role. He does the impossible. On this third day, I would like you to go to bed with this thought. Giriraj sees me and blesses me. The full blessings, the full brunt of the blessings will become obvious at the end of the retreat. You will see some magic exists even today for you and that you will see it towards the end. It's very obvious always. So, now it's very important that we listen very attentively to Prashanta. She has already sown the seeds in our mind how the day tomorrow will look like. But it's really good because maybe some changes has happened, and also we are forgetful by nature. If you make it crystal clear again, And how do we get to the places and all these subtle informations of Vrindavan traffic rules and all of that. In the name of Bhurijam Prabhu and Jagatarini, Madhavananda and Prashanta and Adi Purusha, I can only say we are very happy to see that you are taking so nicely to it. And yes, have a wonderful day, and I will be very alert now to hear precisely what is going on. I'm saying good night.